Well, that one of your aunties there?
Merle.
Where's she stay?
Up in North Georgia, Elberton, right upon the...
Who's she married?
She married a man who's a Gulf Oil dealer up there. He deals for... He's a... sells gasoline, that sort of thing.
What's her name?
Merle.
Now, this other girl, that's the baby one ain't married.
Kate.
She the baby?
Yeah, she ain't married. She's a school teacher.
I know.
That's Agnes Cox.
She teach school now. When school, I see you come home, won't you?
That's right.
And stay with the boy.
Uh-huh.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, do he know how? Do he know about? He just there. His mom and pa ain't there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. He knows that.
He do.
He knows that mom and pa are dead.
He do know that.
Yeah. But he's kind of selfish.
I know him. I know about him. But I just wondered, did he know about that?
Yeah.
Do he know about his sister come?
Yeah, he's got a good memory, but he can't,
He guess where he want to be now. He loves to be around them color folks.
Yeah.
He's where he want to be.
Uh-huh.
I told him, I said, I hope they don't move him, because he won't live long. See, they all know him. And from a little bitty child, he's been following him. Mm-hmm. And every one of them know him. And I hope they don't take him away, that's what I said.
Yeah.
From them folks around that George and them what knowing. Now if they take him away from there, he gotta get foolisher and foolisher.
Yeah.
See, he know them. All when he was a little old boy, when they wake, you know, when school wasn't going on, he'd be riding the field. How you do, sister?
Really?
How you do, sister? He said that now. How you do, sister? And he ain't foolish to that because Mr. Henry done that. Now, he's not foolish to that. Mr. Henry called you that. How you do, sister? He done that. And he used to that. And I told this girl when she was in the store, I said, I hope y'all don't get him off and carry him off from them. Well, she said, they wasn't going to do that. Said, because he done know them. He was brave before he was born. And he come up from a baby with them. And they know him. And that's where he want to be.
Yeah.
And if they take him away from that, it's going to run his mind.
Yeah, I think so.
It will. He's where he want to be. He know them people. He love them colored people. He really love them.
Mm-hmm.
Us threw a cone down on the river one year. I was staying here then for Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
And he give us cone, the pool cone.
Uh-huh.
And they brought it here. He come with them up here to bring. And he's down there in that field then with them. Years ago. That was when he was a little boy.
Yeah, right. He's a sweet old boy.
He is. Everybody, them folks love him. They like him. They don't want him. They don't want him to carry him away because he said so. They said they hope whoever sees by him didn't carry him no more. Because if they did, they said he wouldn't live long. And said he would tear up his mind. Say he'd get foolish and foolish.
That's what my granddaddy said in his will. He didn't want him to be moved.
No, don't move him. Don't move him. Let him stay there.
Uh-huh.
Don't move him.
He's in that big old house all by himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, do he know about, well, how often do his sister come?
She comes down on the weekend about every 2 weeks.
She do?
And my father comes over. He lives in Albany.
That's right. And he come over too.
Yeah.
To see by. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's his brother, your father.
Yeah.
How many children he got?
Five of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Five of us.
Well, yeah, they y'all, let's go down and see by him and let him stay there. Don't want him to be moved. He ain't got no business to be moved.
Yeah. Now, you're wearing a head rag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did folks used to think that would happen? Does that have some properties that helps you or anything? Or?
I just been always, all my life, wore a head rag on my head. I used to have long hair, but when I had this operation, it took it out.
Uh-huh.
You know this?
I know, cobalt. That,
that's
yeah,
right. That's they right. Took it out. And I just wear something on it all the time, but it's growing back.
That's good.
Uh-huh.